Now, your comments on yesterday's program. First off, politics and religion. Sort of.
As some of you objected to a statement by Stuart Stevens in my interview with him. He's a Republican media strategist, and I asked him what he thought of the show the Democrats were putting on in Denver.
It sort of has the passion of a Unitarian wedding. It seems like they're trying to be nice to a lot of different people who are going to vote for them anyway.
Uh-oh. Well, Tim Weatherall of Charlottesville, Virginia, had his own Unitarian wedding with, as he says, plenty of passion, variety, fun, and substance, just like this convention. He continues, perhaps Mr. Stevens does not realize that he paid Democrats and Unitarians a compliment.
And we heard from Ann Summers, who is the membership chairperson for the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Briarcliff, Croton, and Ossining, New York.
She writes, I'm used to hearing that we are too open-minded, too liberal, and not dogmatic enough, but passionless? Never. She invites Mr. Stevens to witness that enthusiasm by stopping by a service this Sunday.
Finally, a note on text messaging. Suzanne Farver of Woody Creek, Colorado, heard my conversation about the Obama campaign's use of mass texting at rallies, and she tells us this. I tried to text my daughter tonight about Obama's speech, but when I used the usual ITAP shorthand, I couldn't pull up either Obama or Barack without spelling it out letter by letter. Here's an opportunity for the Obama campaign.
Well, don't text us your comments, but please do write to us. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.